Nuro Khan was fearful at first that his own dark skin would cause trouble. His fears melted fast. Standing on the street the first day in Little Rock, he was approached by a man who, with hand extended, said, "You're one of the students I read about in the paper. As just an average citizen, may I welcome you to my town?" Hundreds of other average citizens displayed equal eagerness to correct the unhappy image of Little Rock projected around the globe. After every press mention of the students' presence, calls flooded in. "Please give us a chance to entertain these boys in our homes. We'd like them to hear the other side of the story." We got the humbling reminder that the United States South has no exclusive corner on prejudice, Nuro Khan said. "When I get home and hear someone mention Little Rock, I must remind him that we Pakistanis have not entirely banished our caste system." Doryo Mutti wrote home, "Before we condemn Little Rock, we should remember that Italians are not bereft of their prejudices toward Ethiopians." Everywhere across the country, Harry Morgan showed his students how average Americans live, work, play, worship, think. He took them to church clambakes and baseball games, to PTA meetings, women's clubs, and political rallies, to factories and industries to see how management and labor get along, to courts to see how United States justice works. While traveling through the West, one of them said, "Look, Harry, how about the American Indians? Don't they hate the government for taking their land, herding them into reservations?" Harry replied, "Let's look up some and find out."